Welcome to Pap Talk, a podcast from Contemporary OBGYN, where we deliver expert insight, commentary, and more on emerging topics and trends to doctors in women's health.
I'm Lindsay Carr, Associate Editor at Contemporary OBGYN. I'm here with Dr. Yalda Afshar. Afshar is an assistant professor and maternal fetal medicine specialist in the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of California, Los Angeles, in Los Angeles, California. Dr. Afshar, I wanted to get your perspective on well-being and mental health in healthcare right now.
Although vaccines are out, the pandemic is not over, and you are a new mother. Congratulations. In an OBGYN at one of the busiest hospitals in the country, how do you maintain a healthy work-life balance with all of that?
So I think it really has to do with coming back to a sense of purpose. Having a purpose, I think, is inspiring. It helps attenuate burnout. It helps inspire. And then really just having a community, whatever that community may be, if it's in the workplace, if it is at home, if it's friends, if it's virtual, just some place that you can be vulnerable, really, I think, helps me at least stay focused. And a lot of my community are other scientists, other physician moms, and really friends and family. So define your community, be it your actual family, your chosen family, and then stay in touch with them, because I think that helps all of us while maintaining that sense of intent and purpose.
So with that, have you found it difficult to avoid burnout, or your foundation is pretty solid?
Yeah, I think having a diversity of work, and it could be work in the workplace, work at home. I avoid burnout by diversity in what I do. I spend most of my time, you know, in research, but when I'm, you know, in clinical, mixing it up to teach, to ask questions, to do research. And I think that provides, you know, that helps avoid burnout. And then really getting inspired by areas that you feel weak in. When there's no data, push forward and asking questions. And that really helps me.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to new OBGYNs struggling with burnout, you know, just amid the pandemic and everything else going on?
Absolutely. So just remember yourself as that pre-med student who, you know, your personal statement you wrote for medical school, why you went into it in the first place. Remember a really special patient note. I do have this drawer where I keep notes from patients, days that are really tough. It inspires me to look at those and read them. I spend a little extra time with the people that we get to take care of, hear their stories. And I think just humanizing the process, there's nothing that's inspiring about medical records and charting, but remembering that, you know, that's just a way through to communicate. And I'm sorry, not communicate, but that's just a little part of it, but being with the patient. And I think just that tangible aspect and humanism of medicine, bringing it back sometimes is really the best way to avoid burnout.
So those are all the questions I had for you. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, just talking to others, and sometimes are really, really tough, and we're all going through it. And some days are worse, some hours are worse, and just communicate with your colleagues and families, especially when you're really down. And there's always help and resources available if it becomes such and you need to talk to others.